I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He's Patrick Dumont without the weird teeth. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3. He's got no guns, but he likes to shoot skeet. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That is correct. 2:37 on a Tuesday. We are past the worst moment of the year, but we are about to have one of our favorite segments of the week, and that is Afternoon Jub. So we are joined by the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one-third of the Courage Boys, the Marconi winner. Jub, do you read me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing great now that we got 2 o'clock out of the way.
Yep.
Did you get your frozen awesome in? At least one?
No, but I think I'm going to.
Okay.
Maybe a mango.
I think we
mousse.
Should all celebrate. Ooh. Now with a big old frozen awesome.
Oh, well, I don't know if you've seen this, because nobody loves animal humor more than you. And I caught wind of this last week, and Ham's been obsessed with it, and we now have it as a drop. Have you seen the viral video of the mini horse waking up children from anesthesia at the hospital?
Yes, and I've got a few questions.
Okay. We might have answers. Probably not. There he is.
It makes me wonder how they first approached this small horse about this. I mean, did they tell him, hey, we need some help waking up kids from amnesia. You got anything? And he, like, pointed at a keyboard? Or do you think, I don't know, did he walk into a house and just, like, walk up to the keyboard and start doing that? And they went, hey, wait a minute. That may be a good way to wake up kids who may be suffering from amnesia.
Yeah, I feel like this is probably happenstance. I don't know if he went to his, you know, his studio and started eyeing the Casio and said, yeah, I've got this, guys.
Let's try the saxophone first. No, nothing.
Nope.
All right.
It's actually found in the wild like that.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking about the kid, because in the video is very, it's very nice. The kid has a smile on his face and everything. But I wonder how many kids are waking up and they're like, what the hell is going on?
Either that or they think, man, this is the wildest dream I've ever had. This is, like, really messed up. There's a horse right by my bed playing keyboards. And he's...
I do love the joy it has as it's just railing its face all over the keys.
Yeah.
So happy.
And not only is he, yeah, he's not only playing it, he's like ripping a crazy lead on it.
And the kid's probably got a headache. He's like, oh man, oh, this pounding headache. What? And now there's this little horse. This music's very loud. Yeah. The horse just hang out here. Like, I can pet the horse. He doesn't need to play music.
Yeah. You're just waking up from some sort of terrible head injury, and this is your reward? I'm not even sure what key we're in. The horse isn't either.
How would you like that at like 4 in the morning when you're getting up for muser duty? You just have...
Man, I'm gonna get that drop and make that happen. That's gonna start waking me up. And I'll just picture the little horse right there jamming on the solo. Oh,
where does the tiny horse rank amongst the funniest animals? It's gotta be up there.
Oh, it's...
Is it,
yeah,
number one?
Yeah, it's gotta be up there. Definitely behind, you know, any sort of monkey or ape.
The bear's
pretty
funny.
It's got to be up there. Donkey, I would maybe put ahead of the small horse.
Okay.
Donkey's a funny word, too. And you can call it an ass.
I mean,
right-hand.
Whoever had that idea at Disney, hey, wait a minute. What if we had a donkey kicking field goals? Yeah, okay. We'll call him Gus. And by the way, I know everyone's making a big deal about the kicker for Jacksonville nailing a 70-yarder. Didn't Gus kick one from like 80 or something?
Perhaps. I'd have to go
well
back
over
and watch
70.
The film.
Yeah. You should tell us. This is your movie.
I don't know if my NFL league pass goes back that far.
Yeah, it was a very obscure game from the late 60s in the NFL. It may have even been an AF. Maybe that's why it was an AFL record.
That makes sense.
It wasn't an NFL record.
George, what are your thoughts on Captain, the Rangers mascot, the horse
love
mascot?
Love him, and I don't you know why y'all are so down on him.
I just don't think he has any bits.
He's not fun.
I've seen him throw popcorn. Okay, this would be a great bit, yes. At the next Ranger game, he's just walking around, and he has a little keyboard, and he's just playing the keyboard with a snout like that.
That would be great.
That would be funny. It'd be topical.
That's good. It's the rally keyboard.
Yeah.
Need some runs here in the ninth.
Imagine if they did that last night when they're down by 5 runs, and you have the rally horse just...
You're right, but it's not, I'm just saying, it's not Captain's fault that he doesn't have, I don't think they give him enough time to do bits.
You got nine innings. Last night they had 10.
I know that, but they don't let him, I think he wants to do bits, they just don't, they don't have room for him. They have too many salute to the troops, which
I think we need more of that. I think it's great.
We're all on board with. That's okay. But
first responders while we're at it.
No, we need all of those. But you know what I'm saying? They just don't seem to have a lot of on-field things going on. I just think he needs to step out there a little more like the chicken and in between innings, you know, maybe take a couple throws at first and put the first baseman in a chair, you know, let him take a break.
But when he does bits,
it's funny.
Is this the writer's room? Like, are they not writing good material for him? Do we need?
I think
that's
need
what
us.
I think.
A new staff.
They need to use more of him. I mean, you don't think it's funny when he's in that cart and the flags are waving and he's.
I think it's fine. I don't think it's funny. Like, does he even like the best mascots in baseball? Blooper, Orbit with the Astros, the Philly Fanatic. Like, they design stuff around, and they have Twitter accounts and stuff, so when Orbit's doing the single ladies dance, and it's really funny, and he's wearing, like, he's naked, and Blooper's naked on the speedway, and he's streaking, like, you see that on social media. You don't see anything with Ranger Captain.
Well,
we need more exposure.
We
need bits.
We need to talk to Chuck and say, okay, Chuck, we just need a few more highlight moments for Captain.
If they gave him a Casio, that would take off.
Yes, that's a great bit. They also ought to let him have an at bat between innings, and he gets hit by pitch and has a real exaggerated reaction. And there's all sorts of things. I mean, we've come up with 4 ideas right now, but I don't think that's Captain's fault. But anytime I see Captain, I'm sorry, a horse wearing a Ranger uniform? That's funny.
So you think he's better than Champ, which is basically the same mascot?
Yes, I think Captain is funnier than Champ because Champ is some sort of futuristic horse or something. I don't know. He's okay.
Futuristic horse from the
future. Well, you know what I mean?
I guess I've never thought of him I think he's just
like
a
Mavericks design on his snout or something.
He's more stylized, I think. I think he's a little less cartoony. I think there's something there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's got the M on his forehead. He's blue.
Right.
He's
That's
blue.
What I meant. He's a horse from the future.
Here's a free idea. The Brewers are coming to town next month, right? And I don't know if you're familiar with the pocket pancakes, George, but Pat Murphy.
Oh, yes. Yes. I did hear about that.
He
yeah.
eats pocket pancakes and he'll steal pizza from boxes in the hallway at hotels and just fold that up and put it in his pocket. I think there should be some sort of Ranger Captain pancake bit when the Brewers get here, right?
I like it.
Like maybe just start winging pancakes. That would be fun.
You've got to give him some time and you got to give him some sort of stage. We always seem to have, I don't know, the Cotton Eye Joe. Let him get up there with the Ranger dancers and dance the Cotton Eye Joe or whatever they're dancing.
He's just like getting behind him and grinding and stuff.
Yeah, because all the funny mascots have like kind of some weird sexual undertones to them.
Like Gritty.
Gritty does. Even Fanatic. Blooper. Blooper is flesh colored and he's naked.
Speaking of Gritty, if Captain is going across the dugout doing the Gritty, that's not funny?
I mean, it would be, but
yeah,
does
he
do
it?
Yeah, right. Okay, we just need some more platform for him to perform and some better writing out there. We need to feature him more.
I'm with you.
I don't disagree.
Captain has potential. It's just I think they're keeping him under wraps for whatever reason.
I mean, geez, oh, Pete's Rowdy is everywhere.
So Rowdy can't be fixed.
No, Rowdy's just so bad. And if we had, you know, cowboy horse or cowboy mule
or cowboy cow, that would be great.
Cowboy cow,
it has like
cowboy cat.
I think we had that idea, didn't we? Didn't Monty want the cowboy cow to shoot T-shirts out of his udders into the crowd?
Like a machine gun.
Okay. I think they should have an actual cow, like the Longhorns have a Longhorn, but you just have a old fat cow on the sideline.
Real sad sack cow out there. That's better than Rowdy. Anything's better than Rowdy.
Jerry Jr. could tend the cow. That's his job.
George Pickens scores a touchdown. He's over there milking it for a celebration. Look at that. There's potential.
Sits down and just starts squeezing.
Or they just get like a little mini like Salvation Army bucket and start milking it into that.
But it's really Gatorade, then they drink it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's so many possibilities with Cowboy Cow.
What are we doing?
Cowie.
What are we doing in this line of work? It sounds like we have a calling.
We need to pitch mascot ideas.
Mascot consultants.
The ideas are free for anybody listening with the team.
But you're right, man. If Captain started breaking off a solo like that little miniature horse, the poor kid who has amnesia.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, why was that written into just about every 70s sitcom or drama?
I got to ask, what is amnesia? That's three times now.
Amnesia?
Oh, well, did I say ab?
Yes, and they're not the third time. Coming up from amnesia. They're waking up from anesthesia.
Anesthesia, yeah.
The first time I heard you say amnesia, I looked at Lando like, what the hell?
Because amnesia is when you forget stuff.
You don't have a memory.
And I figured the...
It's anesthesia.
Kids are waking up from surgery.
Wait a minute. Who am I?
What's my name?
I said, damn it. If he says amnesia again, I'm asking
about it. I just skimmed it and I went, amnesia. Huh, that's weird. Anesthesia. Okay.
Hey guys.
Amnesia, not ab.
Amnesia, 7-minute amnesia.
This is Barg's root beer all over again.
Mr. Dunham, we're going to take your wisdom teeth. We are going to give you some amnesia.
No, I don't want amnesia. I want abnesia. I got to improve my abs.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, I don't know. I swear I haven't been drinking.
It's okay.
We have.
It's all right.
We got past the worst moment of the year.
Oh, man.
This might be the best segment of the year.
I'm sorry. I just wrecked your show.
No. You made it.
Put us over the top, my friend.
You got this.
That's what happened.
Okay. Captain, at least we got that, is Captain needs to do a keyboard solo.
Yeah. Maybe to wake the bats up from amnesia.
From amnesia. Yeah. At Batnesia.
Okay. Yeah.
What if that is their rally monkey and they just like catch fire over the final 40? And we can just
it happen.
We can make Captain and his Casio.
I mean, we
maybe
have
last night changed everything.
Maybe
we can make this happen. Let's make this movement. Let's get this going.
Let's call it the Amnesia Horse.
Yeah, let's go, Captain. Do this.
Love it. Well, Georgie, that is awesome stuff. I will listen at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, and I will listen to The Musers, the podcast.
I'm so glad Monty called a timeout just to straighten everything out.
Because we were
thank you,
like,
Monty.
Okay, amnesia. Yeah, we're just
laughing
anything.
About mascots.
You know, just having fun. Yeah, let's have some more good ideas next week. Just ideas.
Okay. Captain, I love you. The sweet spot needs to take it easy on you.
We see the potential, Captain. We're here to work with you.
We're not mad. We're just disappointed.
All right, Giorgio. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you guys, and I'm really, really sorry.